We are middle of Hilchas Shabbos, Hilchas Eivin, Simen Shin Pei Zayin, the halach of Shutafim B'Mavli, partners as a relate, if it's shearing in the Mavli. Shechel Arba Chatzeres, that if they have to also make a Reba Chatzeres, by Sebech, this one paragraph, this Rishon and Zayin B'Dal. Says number Chab, Sifal, HaMashtatim B'Mavli. So, edition number one brings our Dhamma. We explain in Shinayin Beis Av, that through Reba Chatzeres, you're allowed to carry vessels that start up Shabbos in the house to the Chatzer. So too, if men Chatzeres join the Eiv together, that there's an opening between them, the Eiv permits to carry the vessel that started up Shabbos in the house from Chatzer to Chatzer. We also explain the Shin Pei Bo, that through Shittuv Mevois, you're allowed to carry Kehillim that started Shabbos in the house of from a Chatzer to Chatzer through the Mavir. And this Siman that Shulchan Aruch is discussing, if and what in what way would the Shittuv, doing Shittuv Mevois, permit carrying vessels that start up Shabbos in the house, also the Chatzeres? And there's three different opinions mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. Pin number one is the Shittuv Rambam. The Dafke, if they make Shittuv with bread, does the Shittuv permit to carry vessels that store up Shabbos in the house, also the Chatzeres? And you don't have to have an Erev Chatzeres. But if the Shittuv was with other types of foods, you'd have to also make an Erev for each Chatzer by itself. According to this opinion, rest to be said, that all the Chatzeres make an Erev through the openings that are between them, you'll have to carry in the Movi, relying on this Erev without Shittuv, because just like Shittuv exempts the Erev, so the Erev exempts the Shittuv. However, to make an Erev each Chatzer independently with its homes, you don't rely on this Erev in the place of Shittuv. However, the Be'alacha, and even Maschal Shasamcha brings in the name of the Goyen Yaakov, that according to the Rambam, in any way, is not effective Erev in place of a Shittuv. Opinion number two is that Shittuv Rashi and Erev Nevi'ayin Alef, according to the Pirush of Beis Yosef, and also that's what Ritva explains about it, that Shittuv itself does not permit to carry vessels that serve Shabbos in the house to the Chatzer, and it's only if each Chatzer made Erev independently with its homes, and then they made a Shittuv, does the Shittuv permit to carry also from Chatzer to Chatzer, even though the Chatzers did not make an Erev together. Pin number three, the Ramah brings, and that's the Rosh Paskins and the Torah, that also if they made a Shittuv with wine, this Shittuv exempts the Erev and permits to carry from the homes of the Chatzers. Says the Machab, Mashatim Mamavi, if they made a Shittuv of the Mavois, of the alleyway, you have to make an Erev in the Chatzers, that the children do not forget that there's a Loch of an Erev. The children don't recognize what's being done out there in the alleyway. If they made a sheet in the mub with bread, you rely on it. You don't have to make Erev with Chatzeres, because the children recognize that bread's being used over here. Opinion number two, some say, and this is Shittas Rashi and Tosis, that Shemlo Erev Kol Chatzel Asman, that if each Chatzel did not make an Erev for itself, in Simcha La Shittuv, we don't rely on the Shittuv, but because Kol Chatzel Erev Asman, when each Chatzel made an Erev for itself, V'achach Neshat Mavoy, and then they make a Shittuv of the Mavoy, V'lo Erev Derech Pesach Meshav Neim, did not make an Erev through the openings between them. We're talking about Neshat Meshav Neim, they're permitted to utilize in the court that's in the Mavoy, Derech Pesach Meshav Neim, through the openings that between them. Shat Simcha La Shittuv, Malkam Erev, you rely on the Shittuv in place of the Erev. Then Erevu, if they made an Erev through the openings between them, but then they did not make a Shittuv through the Mavli, rather you went from Chatzer to Chatzer, because the Chatzer is like in a semicircle and the Mavli is in the middle of that. The court is permitted to utilize the Mavli. We're relying on the Erev that the Chatzer has made through the openings between each other in place of making a Shittuv of the Mavli. Hagar says to Mavli, yes, I'm a third opinion. Some say, the Semchen as Shittuv b'makom Erev, rely on Shittuv in place of an Erev. I feel the Lindshat fill behind, even if the Shittuv is only done with wine. V'chein Semchen as Erev b'makom Shittuv, so to rely on the Erev in place of a Shittuv, that's the Rosh, the Mordechai, Pergadar, and the Torah. Now, Le'el, Semet Shin Semechvav, Sevav Hagah, Kesavti Yisrael Ramah, in my gloss, I wrote over there, the Unna Oigen, like Etchila, we, our custom is initially, Shloi Lasses, Rak, Shittuv Echa B'kemach. We just make one joining together a flour. The nearly a time would appear to me the reason, says Ramah, ki Erev Shalom gives our Erev, shekol Echa B'nei Chatzim, Nesla Shittuv, where each member of the quartet gives to the Shittuv. Have a ki Erev B'Shittuv B'yach, it's like doing Erev and the Shittuv together as one, like Etchila and Lasses, Yaisa, and initially one should not make more. Voshet Tzuchah Shittuv Erev, this that they require to have Shittuv and Erev, behind Bezman the Gemara, the only time is at the Gemara. Shemnei HaChatzel HaNosel HaShittuv, where the members of the quarter did not give to the Shittuv. Rak HaChatzel Erev B'yachad, just the Chatzel made the Erev together as one. The Echad Nei HaChatzel HaNosel HaShittuv, and one of the members of the quarter give to the Shittuv. But in such a case, as we're describing what we do currently today, Lekulam according to everyone, Ein Oisin Rak Shittuv Echad, you only make one Shittuv, V'Ovid Yoseh Berchlav, and if you do more and you make a bracha, a bracha of a tall, it's actually a bracha in vain, that's Das Asma, it's Pinder HaMah himself, but Shubas Maram, Shehebi Be'Sisa, and Be'Sisa brings. Says the Mishnah Sipkot and Aleph, Hamishtatim b'Mavi. They make a Shittuv in the Mavi, but they marry pesach, not on my bread. El b'shami nechal mashkin, all other types of food and beverages that we spoke about in the previous semana. Sipkot beis trichin la'ar b'chaterus, have to make an Erev in the courtyard. Hainu hachaterus amabot. That's the courtyard with the homes. Which Sharatin Eis Aleph says, and through that you're allowed to carry also from chatz to chatz the vessels that start up Shabbos in the house, because the Shittuv of the Mavi connects all the chaterus together as one. Sipkot and Gimel. Why do you have to do every chaterus? Today, so that little children don't forget this halacha of the Erev. You wouldn't have to make an erev in the courtyard that open up into the mavi at all. Because by default they're already joined together. These shidduch shabim mavi by making a shidduch in the mavi. It's just that the children should not forget tivkot down. Should ain bechulu because the children don't recognize what's being done in the mavi. They can say obviously in the labor. What do I mean? Our fathers never made an erev and still they carried tivkot and hate. So therefore, if they make a shidduch in the mavi in bread. Then you rely on that the intrich and arbach says you don't have to make an erev in the courtyards, meaning kolachs la'atma each one independently. And the Shartin Lai space says that for sure that they don't have to make an erev of the chaseres together as one, because that's for sure the treaty is going to be effective. Sipkot and Vav, because Sharia Tinoikis Makir Mepas, because young children recognize that bread is being utilized. Mentersha Pasi Chayon, since bread is the staple of a person's life, the Vinka Makir Mbai Kishim Metavim by says whatever they recognize when you're making it for sheet of. Now, married so much a nicha pas, but by shabbat chutz, they put the bread in the house in the courtyard. But you pass shalim, but the proof was also a complete loaf and not broken piece. Because we love hachi, because if not, lim hani, that would not be effective. But the shayotin that Skimel brings it from the Rashi, not brings zakeid, and that's before right. So, but then his reason is because if not, how's it going to be effective in place of an erev? By erev that loch is, if you have to put a dafka in the house in the courtyard, also has to be a complete loaf according to everyone in the eruv chutz. Look over there. And look in Shin Samachlos above Naga, the Bachet Shin Bevom, Prima Gadim, the Simon, and he says what we wrote over there in the Bi'alacha, which the Dirshah 6 brings that previously the Ramah writes over there in Shin Samachvav, the Dominican today's time is to put the Erev in the Shul. And Mishmrubah, they explains that even though in the Shul it's not considered a Makam Dira, look over there, his reason. But our Erevin that has Alacha Shituf, and Shituf Mabaz, you don't have to put in the base Dira. And that's how Shekhan Acharab writes over here that our custom today is not to make Erev Chatzeris in any Chatzah that has many homes. Because we rely on the shituf in the basic knesses that's made from bread, which is effective also for the chatzes. You're allowed to carry from them to the shul, as we discussed in Shin Samachlova, but then the adds on that therefore the minig is to hang it in the shul so that it's well publicized for the children. But it brings the question of the Ba'ach, that since with this shituf you make Arab all the bottom of the chatz, if that's the case, for sure you have to put it in a base dira because it's like the halacha of air, but not in the shul. So the Ba'alacha writes that the Vilna Goyin and Shin Samachlova. It comes to answer that question, and he writes that homes are permitted because of migri. That is, since it's effective, the erev that you put in the shul to permit the chatzeres in the mavet from the halacha of shituv, it's effective also to permit also the homes in the chatz. That's the Prima Gadim writes, or the Chaz Nish writes. The words of the halacha not so precise, because the Bach asks, according to the opinion, that you don't rely on shituv makam erev. It's only makam that the shituv includes also the erev. That's effective. And therefore, he asks, that when you put in the shul, that shouldn't help for the halacha of the erev. Whereas the words of Vilna Goyin are according to the opinion that you rely on shituv makam erev, like the opinion of the Rama over here. And we discussed over Mishmur later on Sivkot and Yubay is the Pidna Chaznish al Maisa. We rely also on sheet of the wine in place of the Erev. So this is Mishmur further Sivkot and Zion. So the Yeshayim say that if each Chatzah did not make an Erev for itself, in some kind of shita, we don't rely on the shita because the shita of a mava in moil, the joining of the mava is not effective. Ella lechaber kol chatzeres and a mava yachad, only to join all the courtyards with the mava together as one. Avloy lechaber batim chatzeres, but not to connect the homes with the courtyards. Sheimut al dizeh that it should be permitted through this loitim nabeis lechatzer to carry out from the house to the chatzer. Siv katan chas, but if each chatzer made an eiv for itself and then they made a shita of the mava and they did not make an eiv through the openings between them, mitam l'shtamish b'chatzeres of a mava, they're allowed to utilize the courtyards that are in the mavi through the openings there between them, because you rely on the sheet of mokum, the eruv. Hainu that is lahitim v'chatz l'chatz the carries from courtyard to courtyard. Kelim shabbos b'bayis vessels the sort of shabbos in the house. But the reason is the kishem sheet of mechabel l'chol chatzeres, just like the sheet of combines all the courtyards sheimut l'taltim in the mavi that you should be permitted to carry from them to the mavi. Came mechabron so to connect them sheimut l'taltim zelazed you should be permitted to carry from one to the other. Sivkat and test Ramah brought a yeshem that you rely on sheet of mokum eruv a fila b'chulu. Even if the shita was only beyond with wine, because the avakap there, Rebbe Chatzeres l'man abam, although Rebbe Chatzeres doesn't help in general, kima pas only with bread. Halacha would be a meager the man in shita, but since it's effective regarding shita, the man that's effective will be shar chol mashkin even when you use other foods or beverages. The man in that lane there, Rebbe Chatzeres, so it's effective also for Rebbe Chatzeres. Sivka and yud, chen simcha erev v'chul, it's good to rely on erev b'malkam shita. Kvarniska zebediv ha'machab b'mukad. Now, as already mentioned, the words on the chaber previously, v'agav gora chazak savi, just parenthetical to this other point, which he doesn't say. That he's saying this other point. It says the Maimamot Sivkot Nyeralv, and the Ramah comes to explain. But nearly Atam V'Chulu that the reason why we do this, we only make one sheet of Kemach, etc. where Avagav there, some although you could say the Tamim and the Kul, though the reason you could say is of the custom is Mishum the Mekemach even pass from flour we bake bread. Uba Pasal, the Kamalim around bread, we hold the sheet of Mokam Erev, that the sheet of is effective in place of the Erev. Yishum, you could say, the Ratzal Yashem Minik, if the Ramah wants to resolve the custom is Afli Yashim Mishum the Mechaber. Even according to the second opinion that Mechaber brings, the Echishla Erev Kol Chatzal Asma, where each Chatzal does not make an Erev for itself. The Kulam, according to Ebon and Simchal, the sheet of Mokam Erev, you don't rely on the sheet of in place of the Erev. But now, the Ginon, but our custom is the Ainshite Oisin Rak Sheet of Levad, we only make one sheet of. That's what Simchat Yabez comes to explain. Hayinu bezmana Gemara. That's in time of the Gemara, Shabnei Chatzal B'chul, etc. Which they didn't, not each person gave to the sheet, but us that we do, we don't need to have also an Erev. And to the contrary, that would be Brachal Vital. Now, Hikshul Abush Labush asks, Aleph, number one. Miyam, who's to say, Shabazman the Gemara, in the times of the Gemara, Loinostu Kubane Chatzal Shitav, that all the members of the Kotah did not give the Shitav, Rak Echad Nei Chatzar, only one of the members of the Chatzar. Void moreover, Luyi, even if you're going to say, Shechad Nei Chatzar, Nasla Shitav, one member of the Chatzar gave to the Shitav, Mamaka, who cares? Hadim is a Kelukun, but he transfers rights to them all, then Kelukun Nasla, it's like they all gave. I ain't trying to look over there. Achekar, but the primary thing is, Shalim Simchal De Rishaina, that the world relies on the first opinion, that even if each chatzah did not make an erev for itself, and the shtatzah be passive, they made a sheet of bread, same chalav, they rely on it, but in shechal arbach, it says, you don't have to make an erev in the court, it's all. Now, it's better to say explicitly, b'shas, hanacha, says, getin, b'ezer, erev, when you're putting down the erev, shabinich, yam, l'shem, shidiv, that you're putting it also for the purpose of shidiv, and then you fulfill the obligation according to everyone, k'meshkos, ritva, behedya, like ritva writes explicitly. Be'alacha and the maskot tzrichin l'arba chatzeres, that if you make a sheet of the mavi, you still have to make erev chatzeres. So the Rambam writes in the fifth parak of Hilchos Erev, that the mavi that all the chatzeres they are made in erev, each chatzer independently, and then they made a sheet of all together in the mavi. And if one of the members of the chatzer forgot and did not make an erev with the people of his chatzer, he doesn't lose anything because they all made a sheet of. What he means to say is with wine or some other foods that are not bread, and you can rely on the sheet of. And they didn't require to make erev chatzeres with the sheet of, just that the children should not forget Allah of erev, and they made an erev chatzeres. But if one of the members of the mavi forgot and did not join the sheet of, then if I've been in the mavi, according to him, we paskins that, meaning that's according to Ram that he says that where the people of chatzer made an erev, that you're not allowed to carry the mavi only within four amas, as we'll see later on Shin Bechaz, now to carry even vessels that start of Shabbos in the mother. According to the other Pesachim, Dafka came that start of Shabbos in the house. And all the people of Chatzar are permitted to carry in their Chatzeres, because the mother to the Chatzeres is like Chatz Labatim. If they made a Shittiv in the mother and they forgot all of them to make a Ribbon Chatzeres, if they're not particular on their piece of bread, what it means to say is if one will ask from his friend a piece of bread, I'll give it to him. So it's like they're partners in the bread, where if he wants from him bread, he would give it to him. So you rely on the Shittiv on the first Shabbos itself. And we don't permit them only like from the pressing situation, at the words of the Rambam, and the Chayim quote this. The second opinion that the Mechaber brought, that some say that if they did not make an Erev each one independently, you don't rely on the Shituv, but if they did, then that's okay. The Bach and other Chayim, they reject this Yashem, that they hold that according to everyone, you rely on Shituv of bread, even if the Chatzah did not make Erev for itself. That if they made an erev through the openings between them and did not make shidim avoyis, then they're allowed to utilize the chatzeres and mavoy. Could you rely on the erev that the erev chatzeres made in place of the shidim? So it would seem that it's told me that in every chatzer they made an erev also with their own homes. Because if not, for sure you cannot carry out the vessels of the house to another chatzer. Because even though all the chatzeres made erev together as one, it's not better than if it was one chatzer. And when you don't make an erev with the homes that are inside of it, it's going to be awesome. And regarding the vessels of the chatzer itself, even if you did not make an erev at all, that the halacha we know is all the chatzeres are considered one rishos. The maskel shesimchal erev she'ervu, that as we just said, because they rely on the erev that their chatzeres made through the openings in place of the shituv. That's the opinion of the Torah. The Rambam does not mention this at all. However, it's possible that even he would agree to this, as the Beis Yisrael is inclined. Looking to Gaon Yaakov, that his opinion is that according to Rambam, it's not effective erev in place of a shituv in any situation. Some of the tirshus, tirshus number two. We said with each chatzer made erev for itself, and then they made a shituv in the mavoi. Now, even in the beginning, every chatzer made an erev for itself, and they made a bracha on the erev, and then they came to make shituv from a voice. The Kavachaim writes that regarding this, all opinions hold they're not yet to the erev because of shituv, and you would have to make a bracha on the shituv from a voice. But if one of the chatzers wants to make an erev for itself, and also be mezakeh from itself to all the members of the mavoi, then you make a bracha only on the erev, and the shev mind also on shituv, because since they're doing it at one time. There's number three, we said that what that means to say is that the shituv is going to work in place of the erev, and you don't have to make a bracha
You don't have to make an Erev Chatzeres then. However, the Magen Mishnah writes in the name of the Rashba that the custom is also to make an Erev with bread and also to make Shitev and to put the two loaves in the house in the Chatzar, one because of Erev, one because of Shitev. And that's how he writes in Shar Kabbanis that the Arizal would make an Erev with two Erevin, Erev Chatzeres on one bread, Shetub Mavois on another bread, and with the Suda of Leil Shabbos, he would say Hamoitzi on the bread of the Shetub Mavois, and the Suda in the morning, he would say Hamoitzi on the bread of the Erev Chatzeres. This number four, Mishmur said, because the bread is a staple of a person's life, therefore the children recognize it when they're doing shita with it. Another reason writes the Rashba, that since you don't have to make a shita dafk with bread, if that's the case, when the children see that now they're making shita with bread, they know that the reason why they put in that effort is so that it should work, that shita should be also in place of Erev, and they're not going to forget that you have a lach of Erev. This number five, he said that the bread has to be intact then and cannot be pieces. From his words, it sounds like that for Shetub Mavois, you don't need to have a whole loaf. And therefore, he writes that in a way that Shetub is functioning also for Reuven Chatzeres, then you have to be particular that the bread should be intact. Dirshu number seven, the Mishabur had said the question of the Labush, that who cares that. Who said, first of all, that it wasn't all the members of the Chatzah that joined in the Shittim Mavois? Now, the Eben Ezer, he answers that it sounds like from the words of Ramah that each Chatzah would give only one Gregris, one dried fig amount, and in the case that the Chatzahs don't make air between them, you need a Gregris for every house. But Hechach, that the Chatzahs made air between them, then it's enough for the Gregris, one Gregris for them all. Dish number eight. The Shari Tshuva brings the name of the Tshuva's Devar Shmuel, that there are those who make the Erev and the Shitev with a flask of oil. And that's not appropriate, because since they want to be Yitzah, the Chiv of Erev and Shitev together as one, they have to make it Dafkin bread. Maisa, the opinion of Chaznish, is that one could be like the Shitev of Ramah, to rely on the Shitev of wine in place of the Erev, and also if they are placing the Shitev in the, if they put the Shitev in the Chatzah. Now, the reason for this opinion is that because since they all made a Maisa Shitev, so it publicized the Isser of caring from Rishus to Shus, and you don't have to make an Erev. He adds on that for that, the custom is to put the Erev in the Shul, and they rely on it as an Erev, even though the Shul has a lach like a Chatzah, because every Shitev is effective also for an Erev. And previously in Sivkat Vav, Mishbur writes that according to the first opinion, you should put Dafka in the house. We discussed it in the Sharatzin in Sivkat and Gimel. There's number nine. If he said they don't have to make an Erev Chatzeres at all. Now, if they want to make an Erev, the Beis writes in the name of the Tshuva Ashkenazi is that not to make a bracha. And if you make a bracha, bracha levatala, the way the Ramah writes. Now, even the place is an Erev, and that the Ayin Beis writes that if someone has the custom like the Shittas Remeir that make an Erev Chatzeres and the Shittas in the Mavoi, we don't protest. Chaznish writes that's only for someone that conducts himself like Remeir with all his chumras and kulas. But if it's making something like Drabonon, then they should not do like Remeir any time, and therefore our custom, like the Chachamim, someone makes a bracha, it's a bracha levatala. That's the right in Shuvah's Rashbats, that one does not need Shittiv and Erev, and someone adds on the Chumra, he has a Ruch Tara, but he should not make an extra bracha. Dish number 10, where he said, what does it mean it's going to work as Shittiv if each one would ask from him a piece of bread and he would give it to him? Avodah Chaznish writes, it's possible to explain that if they're not particular on their piece to give for the Erev, then it helps for one Shabbos from the Halach of Erev, and we're not concerned that maybe another Shabbos they won't make an Erev. Dish number 11, Pinchas Nish, L'maisa, we rely also on Shittiv of wine in place of Erev, and if he writes that we don't have any nafkamin at all in these words of the Rambam that the B'ya Halacha brings down. Dish number 12 said that the mashmais of the words of the B'ya Halacha is that you can make an Erev between Chatzeres even though they did not make an Erev with their own homes. Chaznish wonders that it's not understood at all, because it's not shaykh to make an Erev one with the other if they didn't make an Erev each Chatzah for itself with the homes. He writes that if they make an Erev like the Halacha of Chatzeres that open up one to the other, that if they want to make an Erev as one, and all the members of the Chatzeres make their Erev in one house, in one of the Chatzeres, so then they're relying on Erev in place of the Shittah. Dish number 13, Mishmur says, better to say explicitly when you're putting down the Erev that you're doing it also for Shittah. On this wording, the Chaznish writes, is not so precise. Because here's talking about that they made a Shittuv, and you have to be misakin the Lashon of the Mishaburim to say that at the time of putting down the Shittuv, they should say that they're putting down also for being an Erev Chatzeres. He asked that this condition is according to the opinion that you don't rely on Shittuv Mokum Erev, according to this opinion. But sure, it's not possible to put the Erev in the Chatzer, even if you're going to make it explicitly for the purpose of Erev Chatzeres. So if that's the case, if you put in the Erev in Shul, like Rama writes in Shin Samach Vav, so that condition would never be effective at all.